Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Joining me is my co-host, Lucky Pires. Just look at the top, will you? That shows a massive picture where Trinity College Kandy have been crowned as the champions of the prestigious President's Trophy for the year 2026. And that is our top story. Now, before I come to the top story and the opinions I've got from experts about this great win, let me first and foremost take this opportunity of wishing all our Christian brethren a happy Easter. Today is the risen Lord, and may the peace that passeth all understanding remain in your homes now and to infinity. These wishes are endorsed by my co-host Lucky Pires here on www.goforgold.lk. We start our podcast presentation in a different pattern today, giving that wonderful interview the Trinity player of the match, Udhar Vidyakoon, had with the producer after winning not only the Champions Trophy, but also for his individual performance as being the man who turned it around. Now then, for the headlines. Trinity College Kandy have been crowned as the official champions of the President's prestigious knockout tournament for the year 2026, when they completely dumped Royal by a record margin, the highest ever in a final of the President's Trophy in the history of the President's Rugby Tournament, by 58 points to 26, leading at the breather by 27 points to 12. And Royal College, sadly, were lost in whatever they were trying to do. They were completely outplayed by a far superior team. Trinity had 10 tries, 4 conversions, mind you, crossing the Royal defense 10 times shows what a strong outfit and committed outfit Trinity is. And Royal, 4 tries, 3 conversions. Sean Altaf, the captain of Trinity, will be very proud the way his boys performed. Now, like I told you earlier, it's going to be a bit of a long podcast today because we do have opinions. We'll start off with the opinion from Fazil Marja, the coach of Trinity College Kandy. He's very humble by nature, and he said he's proud that his boys played to the set plan. And for a schoolboy team to carry out the set plan to perfection shows how mature and good this team is. But he quickly added, I also want to take this opportunity, Brian, of conveying my best wishes to Royal. They are a good team, but it was not their day. And of course, he did admit that Trinity far superior than Royal. Then I did speak to Tony Amit. We all know who Tony Amit is, the former Sri Lankan coach, the Tomian coach, former Zairian Ruggerite. And he said, Royal lost the ploy. They didn't realize that their back line had a default. If the ball was kicked behind the wing three-quarter or the full back, they had no answer. And Trinity planned it beautifully and came out with what you call a sterling performance, simply exploited that weakness and went ahead. I also had a chat with Christopher Jordish, the former CRNFC and the Thomian captain, and he said he is surprised the way that Royal got thumped. He said Trinity, of course, is a far superior team. They are much quicker, they are much faster, but Royal could have given a much better account of themselves. Their defense was sadly a little bit weak. Shane Dullaver, the former Trinitian, who also a stalwart in rugby, said that the lineouts worked out very well for Trinity. Trinity back division was much stronger, quicker than Royal, and then Royal missed the ploy. I also had a chat with the Zaira College rugby manager, Mr. Aufer, who said Trinity are worthy winners, and sadly, Royals came second best, because they never ever expected Trinity to chip and run. And that's what they exactly did. spoke to Shyam Impat of Wesley, he said, as predicted, it was Trinity. He said, I said it earlier, it was a predictable run by Trinity. They are not an unpredictable team, but they play the percentage. I mean, if you just look at the way they came into the finals and beat Royal, it shows how they play the percentage game. So they are a unit to reckon with. And last but not the least, I had a message from Captain Naveen Dishanayake. We all know who he is. His son, Captain Wesley College, and the current president of the Old Boys Association of Wesley. He sent in a message to me this morning, wishing me for Easter, me and Lakit Piris. And he said, well played, Trinity. As I predicted, Trinity came out on top. So if you are a Trinitian, I'm sure you would be proud today. And I'm also going to have a little bit of a song with the permission of my co-host, Lakit Piris. It's called the Trinity Rugby Song at the end of our podcast. I hope you'll give it a listen and I'm sure you will enjoy. Right, then there's just one more point that I need to make mention, because Fazil Maja shared this with me yesterday. It is a great day for schools rugby. Unfortunately, Trinity has just two niggles. Both their centers are having a bit of a hamstring injury, but he's confident that with a 3 weeks break, that the boys would be ready for the league season. And last but not the least, I need to make mention about the grounds the match was played on. With all due respect to Sugrodasa Stadium, it's an excellent football ground, but it's not fit for rugby, that's for sure. Because the turf underneath seems to be too hard, and we noticed most of the players, both Trinitians and Royalists, are having problems underfoot. Right, that's it on our rugby wrap-up. Now then we come to cricket. Mumbai Indians were taken by surprise when Delhi Capitals beat them by 6 wickets. It was not a nail-biter, in all honesty. It was just a one-sided game. Mumbai Indians 162 for the loss of 8 wickets. Rohit Sharma 35, Surya Kumar Yadav 51, and Manan Dhir 28. As far as the bowling was concerned, Delhi Capitals were pretty impressive. Akshar Patel 1 for 22, but Muresh Kumar 2 for 26. There was also a contribution from Lungiri, who took 1 for 32. Viplaraj 1 for 24. And Natarajan among the wickets 1 for 24 as well. And Delhi Capitals 164 for 4 in 18.1 overs, winning the game comprehensively with almost 1.5 overs to spare and by 6 wickets. Samir Rizvi top scored with 90. Pratham Nisankar, the Sri Lankan who opened batting, made 44. And David Miller unbeaten on 21. Deepak Chahar 1 for 20. Michael Santner 1 for 22. And Kobit Bose for Mumbai Indians took 1 for 39. Right, we also go across now to Rajasthan Royals versus Gujarat Titans. Remember, Rajasthan Royals are being coached by Kumar Sangakkara. Rajasthan Royals winning the toss, elected to bat first, made 210 runs for the loss of 6 wickets. Jaiswal, a solid 55. Surya Wanshi, the young sensation, 31. But the batter of the game was Juriel, 75 in 42 deliveries, 5 boundaries, 5 massive sixes, strike rate of 200. Rabada took 2 for 42. Gujarat Titans fell short by 6 runs. So it was an exciting game. Gujarat Titans made 204 for 8. And what a game of cricket this was. Sai Sudarshan made 73. Josh Butler, 26. Rashid Khan, 24. And Rabada chipped in with 23. As far as the bowling was concerned, Ravi Bishnoi, the leg spinner, took 4 for 41. What's coming up today is going to be exciting. Sri Lanka A play against New Zealand A in their lung opener, the first ODI. Look forward for that. And Sunrisers Hyderabad will play against Lucknow Super Giants in an IPL encounter scheduled to start at approximately 3 o'clock Sri Lanka time, and we wrap up the day with Royal Challengers Bangalore playing against Chennai Super Kings. I hope you did enjoy our podcast as much as both Lakit and I did enjoy bringing it to you. Sit back, relax, get your headsets on. We've got the Trinity College Rugby song as a dedication to this team that won the prestigious President's Rugby Tournament. And remember, at the prize giving, we had so many government officials, you know, who crowned the prize giving, and it was wonderful to see the support rugby is getting from our blessed government as well. And also, we'll play you a song for your listening pleasure, apart from Trinity's rugby anthem. Thanks for listening. This is Brian Thomas, together with Lakit Piri, signing off, wishing all of you a very blessed, a happy Easter. Thank you for your company, and may the blessing of God Almighty be with you now and forever. Thank you.